Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post on the 2nd of January. This is the most repetitive year so far, 02012020. Today is World Introvert Day, so let's all throw surprise parties for our office introvert, thereby utterly ruining their day. Welcome to The Last Post, our regular guest contributor and famously political comedian Nish Kumar, fresh off his failed television show, his successful television show, and his Nude with Nish interview show. Welcome, Nish.
Hello, Alice. How are you?
I am very well. I'm very excited to be in this new year, 2020.
2020.
Like I feel like it's all going to be good.
It's already going well.
In our headline section, a small group of rebels on the human colony on Mars are pushing for a vote on Earth sovereignty, firing tea into space. More news on that in about 300 days when the post arrives from Mars. The Australian government launches a post-festive season safety plan to mitigate danger on the country's roads after a year when the festive season safety plan reduced road deaths by a significant amount. Why can't it be Christmas every day? Corbyn has announced that post-retirement he will be launching his new home business of putting impractical but principled political statements on tea towels, and he's also engaged on a speaking tour of yeshivas where he will give long non-apologies to the Jewish citizens of the United Kingdom for not stamping out the anti-Semitism which definitely didn't happen in the Labour Party. That section in the pit. Before our top story, it's time for some classified ads. In the wanted section, we have an office ass wanted. You will assist in the day-to-day ruining of the team, seeking someone with body odour, no respect for personal boundaries, and a vendetta against hope.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The The Last Post.
And our top story this week, UK politics.
Well, it's been another exciting week in yet another exciting year in UK politics as the British public votes to not just leave Europe, but to leave the continent of Europe. And there will be a further discussions on a vote about whether we strap rockets to the bottom of England and launch it into space. And there will be people, Alice, who say things like, I don't think we should launch England into space.
Yeah, they would say
and
that.
And to those people,
they?
I say, you are talking the country down and you should be talking up into space.
Into space? What? Why not? Nicola Sturgeon, the SNP's leader, has proposed a second referendum on Scottish independence, suggesting that moving forward, Scotland will no longer be imprisoned in its union with England. And so they're going to begin by sawing Scotland off the part of England.
Seems like a positive first step.
Yeah.
Seems like a positive first step. Just hack along Adrian's wall.
Yeah, that's the way. That's just use it as a... What do you call it? It's a weak point, right? Hadrian's Wall?
Is it a weak point?
I don't know. Just put a wedge in and start hammering down.
Are you suggesting Hadrian's Wall is essentially the sort of wall equivalent of one of those dotted lines with a little picture of scissors on it?
Yes, exactly. That's what Hadrian's Wall is. I mean, Hadrian had some odd opinions. Wasn't he the one who took elephants over the mountains?
Was he?
I don't know who that was.
I get a lot of my Roman information from the film Gladiator. So unless he was the guy that sent the tiger after Russell Crowe, I'm afraid I'm shit out of luck.
Well, even though Scotland's talking about leaving, the Liberal Party in Australia is suggesting that perhaps Australia will fully rejoin the United Kingdom, saying, we still have the Queen on our money, we're basically halfway back already, and citing millennials moving back in with their parents as a political precedent.
Come on back, Australia. We've already taken your daytime shows.
Yeah, we've taken yours. We watched The Bill and you watched Neighbours. We're basically...
Did you really watch The Bill in Australia?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, when I say we, I wasn't allowed to watch television as a child, but
sure.
I knew of The Bill.
That seems like a very strange one. Of all of our shows, The Bill seems like an odd one for you to get.
I mean, it's the core of English principle, right? Isn't it? I don't know anything about England. So what other news has been happening in British politics this week, Nish?
Well, Labour have announced that they will resolve their ongoing leadership dispute with a fight to the death. Emily Thornberry, Keir Starmer and Rebecca Long-Bailey will be armed with swords and they will stand in the middle of the party conference. And the winner, whoever emerges undead, will be the leader of the Labour Party. And whoever's corpse died the most recently will be the deputy.
I mean,
a sort of Weekend at Bernie's politics situation.
I mean, it can't be worse than it is now. And at last, the classical education provided by places like Eton will finally come to fruition. We had to do maths and fencing. Why not use that in the political system?
Yeah, it's been, you know, it's... A lot of people say it's an impractical education, but who's laughing now?
Well, I mean, it's the 2nd of January. Do you feel like this year is going to be a good year for British politics or a bad year for British politics?
Well, I think this might be the last year of British politics. If you look at some sections of the Conservative Manifesto, they're essentially sort of saying, look, one of the things that we want to do is sort of stamp out this sort of pesky interference. And by pesky interference, what they really mean is parliamentary democracy. And it has been getting in the way of Boris Johnson. And all he ever wanted, Alice, was just to be Prime Minister and to not have to do any work. And why is that? And affairs. Those
and
are the only things he wanted to do.
And to have an unquantifiable number of children.
He wanted to have a Wikipedia baffling number of children. And why will people not let him do that? And I think this is going to be the year that they finally go, you know what? We've had enough. Leave means leave. And what we're leaving is democracy.
Well, if everyone votes to destroy democracy, does that count?
It's a very difficult situation, isn't it? It's like what we've essentially voted for is the possibility of not having to vote again. And given the catastrophically low turnout in all of our elections, I would say we probably have this coming.
Why can't we just vote via angry tweet? And the left wing would win every time.
People really want to introduce computer-based voting. And I understand that, you know, if you can do sort of all your banking and all this kind of stuff, but we can't keep anything safe on the internet.
That's also true.
You can't buy groceries without your credit card being used by someone in China. So why, I just feel like it's there's something catastrophically unsafe about the whole thing. And also, it'll probably end up, the voting software will probably be provided by Facebook and we'll end up electing Adolf Hitler's corpse.
On the bright side, we'd find out all the people who pretend to be left-wing but actually vote Tory. That'd be handy.
Oh, well, that's also, yeah, I mean, I do feel like maybe we should reintroduce the unsecret ballot.
Yeah.
Make people accountable for their choices.
Wear your on your sleeve.
That was a rejected Boris Johnson political slogan. Yeah. Obviously, it's January the 2nd.
It is January the 2nd.
And we now know that Donald Trump has been super impeached. He actually invented a new category of impeachment because what he did was so bad that mere impeachment did not cover it.
Well, all of that came out when Donald Trump's burn book was released. After the FBI broke into his school locker that he insisted on having in the White House for no apparent reason.
He is one of the few people that sided with Regina George in Mean Girls.
Yeah, this is what you think. I mean, you think the things he has said in public are bad. You wait till you read some of these burn books.
Listen, if you elect an insult comic president, you are, you know, you're going to get burned. It was weird that he celebrated New Year by standing on the White House lawn and firing machine guns in the air.
Yes, particularly strange that he shouted, "I don't need a reason," while he was doing it. What we've come to expect.
It feels like just by saying that, he was at least acknowledging he did need a bit of a reason.
Moral relativism reaches its ultimate outcome. Now, of course, we have our letters to the editor section, and you feel free to comment on these, Nish. This one is from Mildred Ganglion in northeast Southerton. She says, "Madam, I listened to last week's section on the f-ups of the year with my 8 3-year-old children, and they were scandalised at the level of swearing that was generated by your discussion of politics. Politics is the clean art of governance, and I particularly didn't enjoy your use of the term retrograde f-knuckle to refer to my nation's noble leader. Is this the fourth estate we learned about in school? I think not. Kind regards." How do you feel about that, Nish?
She can go f*** herself. She can go f*** herself, and she can f*** off with her stupid f*** children.
The next letter to the editor. "Dear madam, please find enclosed 18 pictures of my penis from various angles. I hope this missive finds you well. Kind regards, redacted." So that's an interesting thing. It's a man who's willing to tell me, to show me his penis, but not tell me his name. It's a deeply troubling insight into the mind of that kind of person.
I think we should stop calling them dick pigs and refer to them as penile missives. I think that's just a classier feel to the whole thing.
Yeah, it's one of those odd things where, have you ever got a dick pic, Nish?
I've never received a dick pic or sent a dick pic. I can't think of anything I want to photograph less than my own penis.
I see, this is an interesting thing. I get occasional dick pics, but what I get far more often is, because I have this sort of brand of intellectual comedy, I get a lot of people sending me a dick pic in the context of them wondering whether they should send me a dick pic. Like quite deep philosophical musings on the appropriateness
sort
of the dick
existential
pic.
Dick pic. So, I mean, that is a penile missive.
Yeah, it absolutely is. I get very long and I'm like, I'd rather not.
Where do you get them? Like, as in, to your, like...
To my website or via Twitter DMs, right, yeah, right. Or on my Facebook fan page, all sorts of things. It's exciting. It's surprising how many avenues men will attempt to insert a penis through.
Also,
any hole's a goal.
A decontextualised penis is one of the most repellent things you could possibly see. I find that just sending the penis is... I know I'm not its target market, but it is a fundamentally unattractive part of the human body.
I feel that it speaks to a deep lack of self-confidence on the part of men in general, that they feel that this is the best part of them that they have to offer.
Check out the old baby maker.
It's like, oh no, I'm sure you have better things to offer than this.
Has that ever worked?
I mean...
Is there someone out there who was like, we met because she was a comedian on the television... And I sent her a picture of my penis and now we're getting married. There's no examples of that story. What are these men aspiring to? Who is their role model?
If you are someone out there who has received a dick pic and it's ended up in a healthy relationship, please email us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much, Nish Kumar.
No problem.
Have you got anything to plug?
Yeah, let's plug my new workout line. Get jacked with Nish.
The Last Post is a production of The Bugle with Something Else. Executive producer is Christopher D. Skinner, and it is hosted by me, Alice Fraser.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.